We're continuing with Eicha, the first chapter, the 20th pasuk. Pasuk Chaf. Re'ei Adonai ki tzoli me'ai chomar maru nepach libi bekirbi King Maro Maritim. Look, Hashem. The word re'ei literally means notice, see. The word re'ei also means to take note of the fact that sarli, look at how afflicted I am. Look at how oppressed I am. May I chomal maru, my innards have shriveled. Nepach libi bekirbi, my heart turns over within me. Ki maro mariti, and I recognize it's all because I was rebellious. I transgressed your commandments. Re'ei Hashem ki tzar li. Hashem, look at how afflicted and oppressed I am by Yishmael, my brother. Look at how Yishmael is tricking me. We saw how Yishmael would feed us salty foods and then give us flasks that were filled with stale, stagnant air, and then they would cause them to die. And so my innards, from Yishmael's cruelty, my innards were shriveled. And all of this I know happened because I rebelled. Michutz shikelachev babayit kamavet. Outside, the sword would kill. Michutz, outside the house, shikelachev. Babayit, just as inside the house, kamavet, just as inside the house, there was famine that was killing. So here, the Navi is comparing. He's saying we had nowhere to flee. Ordinarily, people come into the house for safety. In the house, there was famine. In the house, there was disease. In the house, there was illness. There were plagues. Outside the house, there was other disease. There were the enemies. There was the sword. There were the people who were plundering homes. There were the people who were looking for a morsel of bread and would kill if they thought a person had a morsel of bread. Shame'u ki Nenachani. The nations heard me sigh. Ein menachem li. And there's no one to comfort me. Kolo yevai. Shame'u ra'ati sasu. All those enemies. There's a difference between an oyev and a sone. The oyev has enmity, he has hatred. When they heard that bad things happened to me, they rejoiced. You guys saw the pictures of candies being given out when certain things happened here in Israel? Ki ata asita. And I know that you caused all of this. You told me I can't marry into them. You told me I can't drink with them. You told me to be different. If we would have intermarried, then the nations would have said, it's my daughter out there. But it's not their daughter out there. You kept me different. So ki ata sita, you made me different. You gave me that privilege, but with that privilege comes a price. The enemies look at me and say they're estranged. How come is it that the world demands that we treat the Arabs with equality, but a Jew has to fear for his life when he enters any Palestinian territory? Why? Why is it that they're allowed to openly declare it is Judenrein? This area has no Jews. How many Arabs are living in Israel and how many Jews are living under Arab territories? And what protection do we give them? What protection do they get? But that's legitimate because we are different and we maintain our difference. And Am Yisrael says, the enemies have zero compassion for me because they know they're not connected to me. I do keep myself different. in the Song of Songs, the girl describes, even when I'm sinful, the other girls come to me and say, come, join us. And what do I say? Matechezu b'shulamit. They tell me, shuvi, shuvi, ashulamit. They keep telling me, come with us. Come on, be one of us. And I say, matechezu b'shulamit. What can you offer me? Kim cholat ha-machanaim. I have a camp that's corresponding to God's camp. You can't compete. But that comes with a price tag. It means that throughout the generations, the nations were only rejoicing when we fell. And we look at that and we say, Vehi shamda l'avoteinu velanu. We say it's a constant theme in our history. It's a theme that cuts both ways. On the one end, there's that pact where Hashem says you're eternal. On the other end, there's that pact where Hashem says you're not going to drink with them. We hold up that cup and say, Vehi shamda l'avoteinu velanu at the Seder night, and we say, we know that the fact that we won't go to a non-Jewish bar, the fact that we won't drink wine with them, we won't intermarry with them, that's what's kept us. It's maintained the enmity, but it's also maintained the identity of the Jewish people. And so Am Yisrael says over here, if all my enemies hear I'm suffering, and they only rejoice that you're doing, Hashem, you kept us separate. Heveta yom karata v'yiyu chamonim. I wish that you brought unto them a day of reckoning like you've brought unto me, and then they'd be like me. There's a certain security we like to live with. People have different types of security. A child has his security blanket. And when he has it, he feels comfortable going to sleep. There's a beautiful story about a daughter who went to visit her father when her father was supposed to undergo chemo. So she stands there as they're about to leave the hospital room and he's going to spend the night there. And she's standing there deliberating, this little girl, for a long time, until finally she runs over and gives her father a kiss and says, look, Dad, I thought about it a lot and I decided I want you to have my cover tonight. So her father says, what am I going to do with it? So she said, well, this is a new bed, and I thought about it, there might be goblins under this bed, so I want you to have the blanket tonight. I think I'm going to be okay without it. We have different types of security. I have a friend who was Chozer B'tshuva, and he told me that his mother passed away, they got an inheritance, and then every time things were tough, he didn't have work, we'd always say, have bitachon, don't worry, everything will work itself out, and take from his mother's inheritance. He said, it's interesting that now they finished the inheritance, and suddenly, when he doesn't have work, they have a very hard time saying, have bitachon, they suddenly realized that having bitachon, having faith, was in that security. Sure, they said have faith, because they had that security in the bank. Sometimes we have security because we have a rich uncle. Sometimes there's security because we have a parent. Sometimes there's security because we have a savings account. Sometimes we have security because we have relatives. There's a certain security when a person feels they're not alone. A person knows there's something to fall back on. And one of the scariest moments in a person's life is when they suddenly discover they are alone. When I think of the people after the Holocaust who landed at Ellis Island with a suitcase in their hand, no relatives, a foreign language, a foreign culture, and I ask myself, how did they manage? They didn't have a choice. They had to charge forward. But they also couldn't fail to fail. They could not afford failure because they had nowhere to fall back on. So it's true they formed interneted groups and they'd help one another, and that's how everyone got on their feet. But when a person's alone, I think that's the scariest thing in the world. When a person thinks for a minute, there's nowhere to fall back on. And people often don't realize how much security and how much strength they really take from the fact that they have parents, that they have siblings. There's a certain security we hold on to because we're part of a larger framework. You could be upset at your parents. Everything's true. But at the end of the day, there's a certain security there. Am Yisrael is saying, as a nation, the enemies heard two sufferings. Shame'u, they heard. Kine nacha'ani, that I was sighing. That's one problem. Ein menachem li, that's the second problem. There's no one there to comfort me. It's like when Yasser Arafat stood up in the UN and started describing the annihilation he would like to perform, and he got a round of applause. It was a chilling moment. In the name of freedom, a terrorist was backed in declarations. It must have been in the 80s. There are moments in Jewish history when Am Yisrael suddenly feels like, wait a second, we're all alone. There's a reason psychologically why the state of Israel wants to have a big buddy, the United States, or other friends. Because it's very scary to be alone in the world. It's not only economical, it's also psychological. Am Yisrael says, the nations heard my two troubles, that I'm sighing from suffering, and that there's no one there to comfort me. And when they heard that, and that's why it says twice they heard, Shame'u kinenacha, Shame'u ra'ati, because they heard two different things. One of the most dangerous things for an enemy to hear is that the person is alone. When we were fighting the Six-Day War, one of the tactics they did was they would drive a series of jeeps and they'd drive to the base, shut their lights, turn around, go back, turn on their lights, drive again. So the enemies kept seeing series of cars coming into the base, and they thought there must be tens of thousands of troops coming in. Who's coming to help them? Where'd they get so many Jews from? At night, they would keep doing this. Take the same jeeps, drive them down with the lights on, turn off the lights, go right back, drive again with the lights on. And the Arabs were convinced we had a lot of people coming to help. It scared the wits out of them. One of the scariest things is when the enemy knows you're all alone. We tell children, a stranger calls and mommy and daddy aren't home. Don't say mommy and daddy aren't home. Say they're resting. Don't say they aren't home. Here our enemies knew we were all alone. Ein menachem li, no one cares. No one's there to comfort me. The Navi concludes the prophecy, the final pasuk of this chapter, and obviously the pasuk begins with the letter Tav. Tavo chol ra'atam lefanecha ve'olel lamo. When you judge them, so all their evil actions should be placed before you, and you should do unto them. Kasher olalta li al kol pesha'ai. Just as you've done to me for all of my rebellious ways, so too you should do unto them. Ki rabot anchotai velibi davai. Because I'm suffering so much, and my heart is in mourning. Rabot anchotai, I've lost all desire. I realize you're upset at me, and I realize the enemy is happy at my downfall. When you have those three, that's a fatal combination. Am Yisrael says, I have no strength to stand up, I know you're upset at me, and I know that the ones who are actually implementing it, they're happy at my suffering. So now I'm finished. So I'm looking to you. V'libi davai. I have no one to comfort me. So I'm just sinking deeper into depression. And with that, Yirmiyahu concludes the first chapter.